If you want to suggest these are fake questions, New York Times, why not serve truth and help settle them? Answer the questions we listed at the beginning of the June 19, 2016 show. Present the results of the police investigation into the death of Prince, including the full autopsy findings, to test your theory. And if you truly do, as you claim to, value the job of journalism, which you say provides the truthful counter to all the fake we are bombarded with, and as we want to know about the theft and subsequent suppression of Nikola Tesla's inventions, which is wanting to know about the role of hidden power in our lives, why not send your journalists out to clarify? Have them investigate the existence of Nikola Tesla's particle beam weapon. Whether the U.S. state possesses it, developed a whole family of EMF weapons based on it, have journalists explore his life and expose his full array of contributions that have been so wrongfully kept secret from us. And why so much manipulation of the historical record? It is the large questions that are expressions of the hidden fundamental structures of our lives that we need more information about, not whether a bus someone saw held demonstrators against Trump or not. A story the power guys can easily orchestrate and have you spread wide, so to provide the evidence, quote unquote, they need to achieve their objective of nullifying the threat to them that social media presents. The threat, quote unquote, of our beginning to think for ourselves, develop our thought process, and organize ourselves globally so that we can continue to do so ad infinitum, i.e., end this system based in the suppression, our relinquishment of authentic thought. And while we're on the subject of fake, what about this totally fake president-elect? Brought to us by the power guys. It's been really funny watching over the days with the various stories in the New York Times, them sort of shift the onus of responsibility for this guy, you know, first to us, because, you know, we the people, chose this completely unprepared person to lead us miraculously, though the country's becoming more and more of color and women. We chose someone who hated us, who said he did in any case. That didn't wash. Nobody bought it. Folks are now trying to encourage Hillary Clinton to get a recount of the physical ballots in three key states, and they've acknowledged that the popular vote keeps going up and up and up. It's well over 2 million now. And so they are admitting that he was not really elected by the quote unquote, will of the people, thereby that alone delegitimizing the so-called democracy. So then they're starting to shift blame. Well, now it's the fake news, and then now it's the Russians. So, but of course it's not that the vote was hacked. How do we know this? Because the Department of Homeland Security says so. They didn't find any such evidence. Nothing out of the ordinary, just our usual job. Keeping you safe from yourselves, letting us deliver the future as it is meant to be, with you guys in chains and us making all the decisions, because we are the philosopher kings and you are born to be bossed. I was looking for a different word, but that'll do. Born to be bossed. We are the herd, the cattle. Born to be driven. No, actually, we're all born with the same stuff. And it has been because of the weight of millennia of conditioning and obedience that we have been, until now, unable to see the obvious. And it is now that we are able to see through this fog of lies, because we have, thanks to Nikola Tesla and his tribe, the tools we need to talk together globally so we can all catch up as a global one. Because it takes a global one to get out from under the whip of this totalitarian system. These guys are organized globally. It is only 10,000 at best, but they are organized. And that shows the power of organization, time that we did that, starting with our one-day global general strike, we'll get our lives back almost overnight.